Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning Perak Beis Mishnah Beis and Perak Beis Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Perak Beis Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah described the special, inspirational, and stirring words of this Talmud Chacham, the leader of the community, who would basically tell the people, you guys, we got to do internal things, we got to do tshuva, we got to come back to Hashem, look at our deeds, and so on and so forth. It's not only about the external, but the internal is important as well. Now we're going to continue from that point, what exactly the tzibur, the community, would do after this Talmud Chacham finished speaking to them. It says the Mishnah, Amdu b'tfilah, when they would stand to daven, Morid lefnei ateva zakin viragel, they would send down someone to be the chazan, to lead their tefilos, someone who was older, someone who was who understood the tefilos, who knew the tefilos, v'yesh labanim ubeis arekam, someone who has children and whose house doesn't really have so much food, he's a bit poor, k'dei shehei libo shalim mitfila, such that his heart is going to be completely involved in the davening, as the Bartanura points out, that since he has no way to feed his family, his pain and anguish is going to motivate him to daven with tremendous kavana. Now the tzibur would say the regular Shemona Esrei, and then the leader, the chazan, is going to repeat it with some additions. Va'omer lefneim esim v'arba brachos, he would say in front of the community 24 brachos, Shemona Esrei shebechol yom, mosiv aleihen od sheish, the regular 18 brachos that he would say every single day, and then he would add an additional 6 brachos. What were these 6 brachos? That's going to be Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah lists the 6 brachos that the Chaz is going to add to the Chazaras Hashatz. Ve'elu Hein, these are the 6 extra brachos, Zichronos, the various psukim discussing remembrances, very similar to Rosh Hashanah. We have Zichronos, where we basically describe Hashem's Amida of remembering all the deeds of everyone, and the needs of those that are in pain. We say it as a prayer to Hashem to remember us in a positive type of a way. After Zichronos, then he does Shofros, as the also Shofros is a set of the 10 psukim that which we describe also in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that speak and describe how the shofar was heard at Har Sinai, and the shofar that will ultimately proclaim the coming of Mashiach. Since we blow the shofar on these fasts, we say these psukim as a prayer to Hashem to respond favorably to our blowing of the shofar. The third bracha is the beginning of Tehillim Perek Kuf Chav, which begins, El Hashem b'tzaraso li karasi v'ya'aneni, to Hashem in my pain I called, and he answered me. Number 4, Esa'enai el harim, that's Kuf Chaf Aleph, which begins that I raise my eyes onto the mountains of the mountains. And then the fifth bracha was Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem, that I'm calling to Hashem from the depths of my heart. And then the final bracha is going to be based around Tehillim Kuf Beis, which begins Tefillah La'aniki Ya'atov, a prayer, a tefillah of the afflicted man when he is having a very hard time. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no, lo yitzar chlomer zechronos v'shofros, he doesn't have to say the brachos of zechronos and shofros, rather, ela om, rather, what should he say, tachter in their place, rav ki yiyah ba'aretz dever ki yiyah v'chulei, he should say, based on the psukim in Malachim Aleph, which begins, if there's going to be a famine in the land, if there'll be a plague, and so on and so forth, asher haya devar Hashem al Yirmiyahu al divrei habatzaros, and the psukim in Yirmiyah, which begins the word of Hashem that came to Yirmiyah concerning the various droughts, the Omer Chosmeyan, not the Machlokas, but Omer Chosmeyan, the first Tana is going to finish off by saying, and that he concludes, meaning after each of these psukim, he's going to say the appropriate chosamas, the appropriate conclusions, as we're going to learn about in the following Mishnah. Have a great day.